Tom C. McKnight, Jr. I'm dictating a neurological report on Janet Jero, J-E-R-O, address of 651 Toome, T-O-O-M-E-S Avenue, number 9, Corning, California, 96021, phone 530-966-1148. ID is XXXXX1496, date of birth 2-6-1939, 84-year-old widowed woman. Insurance is Medicare / AARP. / Medi-Cal. Pharmacy is West End Pharmacy, 530-824-4901. The clinical indication is history of cognitive decline. It's addressed to Dr. Lance Lee. And in capitals below that, the name is T-A-R-I-C-H-I. Below that, 320 Solano Street, Suite A, Corning, California, 96021, phone 530-824-3233, fax 530-824-3285. And then it should say, dear Dr. Lee, thank you for referring Janet Jero for neurological evaluation with her history of recent accelerated cognitive decline. New paragraph, Janet was seen today accompanied by her daughter, providing additional historical information through her observations. New paragraph. Janet, through her daughter, reports observed difficulty in memory and coordinated expression. Her daughter reports difficulties in recollection of coordinated activity and object replacement. I should say object placement. New paragraph, there's an additional history of weight loss with reduced consumption. And difficulty in recollection of foods and food selection. New paragraph, she's been restricted from utilization of activity in the kitchen, not having a recollection of how to operate knobs on the range burner. Or utilization of the refrigerator. New paragraph, she is currently treated for hypertension, possible arrhythmia. And hypertension, taking lisinopril 5 milligrams, magnesium 400 milligrams, metoprolol, extended release 25 milligrams, paragraph. Her daughter reports that she's had was previously proficient in completing complex financial calculations on the computer. Currently, she can no longer even access eBay. New paragraph. Her daughter thinks that this difficulty she's experienced has occurred since she completed knee surgery in 2020, noticing decreased recollection after the surgery, accelerating within the last year. New paragraph. She gave an additional past medical history of appendicitis, cataracts, chicken pox, heart disease, and hernia. She is allergic to sulfa drugs. Review, systematic review of systems, general forgetfulness, weight loss, and nervousness. EENT, she wears eyeglasses, endocrine, she's been colder than before, cardiovascular, hypertension, pulmonary, it should say respiratory. None reported. Gastrointestinal, she's had a change in her bowel habits with constipation and food sticking in the throat. Neck, no symptoms reported. Genital urinary, no symptoms reported. Hematological, she describes no difficulty in healing, bruising, or unusual bleeding. locomotor musculoskeletal, no symptoms reported, mental health, appetite eating problem reported, hematologic, oh, I did that, neuropsychiatric. There is no history of convulsions, fainting spells, or paralysis. She has never been advised to see a psychiatrist or had psychiatric care. Genitourinary, no symptoms reported, sexual function, she's not sexually active, no history of transmissible illness, dermatological, no symptoms reported, female gynecological, she stands 5 feet 2 inches tall, she weighs 104 pounds, having suffered a 30-pound weight loss. She reports a history of urinary tract infection in the last year. She denied a history of breast lumps, discharge. She's not completed mammography. No history of DC, hysterectomy, or cesarean section. She's had two pregnancies, a son in 1958, a daughter in 1964. No reported complications. Sexual function, and I did that already. Personal health and safety, she does live alone. There's no history of falls, visual or hearing loss. She has completed an advanced directive. She did not indicate any history of exposure to verbally threatening or abusive behaviors, physical or sexual abuse. New paragraph, personal and family health history. She was born on February 6, 1939. She is right-handed. Father was deceased age 89 from aortic aneurysm. Mother was deceased at age 86 from emphysema. Her husband died at age 70 with kidney failure. Her two children, ages 58 and 65, are alive and well. New paragraph, she did not give any family history of arthritis, asthma, bleeding tendency, cancer, chemical dependency, convulsions, diabetes, heart disease, hypertension, tuberculosis, mental illness, or other serious illnesses. New paragraph, neuromusculoskeletal review of symptoms. I'm sorry, no, this should say family health history. Education was not indicated. Social history and health habits. She is widowed. She never takes alcoholic beverages. She uses no tobacco. She uses no drugs or recreational substances. She does not live with her husband. There are no dependents at home. occupational health and concerns, no questions were answered. Regarding stress, hazardous substances, heavy lifting, exposure to fumes, dust or solvents. New paragraph, serious illnesses and injuries. She denied a history of fractures, concussions, loss of consciousness, serious injuries. There's operations and hospitalizations. These are denied. She's had a shoulder repair in 2019 with good result. Knee replacement 2020 with good result. She reports never having any prolonged hospitalizations for care. Under the heading Neuromusculoskeletal Review of Systems, General, she reports reduced concentration, loss of appetite, and loss of memory. Head, she denied neuralgia, headaches, altered mental status, blackout spells, or seizures, period. Neck, she denied neuralgia, loss of grip strength in the upper extremities, myospasm, numbness, pain, paresthesias, stiffness,
swelling, paragraph, upper back and arms. She denied neuralgia, numbness, pain, mild spasm, stiffness, swelling, and tingling. Middle back. She denied neuralgia, numbness, paresthesias, and weakness. New paragraph, shoulders. She denied neuralgia, pain, tingling, and weakness. Elbows. She denied numbness, pain, tingling, and weakness. Wrists. She denied neuralgia, tingling, and weakness. New paragraph, ankles. She denied neuralgia, pain, tingling, and weakness. New paragraph, feet. She denied neuralgia, pain, tingling, and weakness. New paragraph.